President Bush is in northern Germany today, meeting with Chancellor Angela Merkel and seeing some of the country. The president called Merkel a friend who can help unite the international community to stop Iran's uranium enrichment program. From the town of Stralsund, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
President Bush entered Stralsund's Central Market Square to applause and a German military band. Bush thanked the crowd for a gift of herring and the mayor for perfect weather.
To the mayor and minister president and the people of this beautiful town, we say Guten Morgen.
He described Chancellor Merkel with a warmth never evident during meetings with her predecessor, Gerhard Schroeder.
We see a bold vision and a humble heart. We see that she's willing to make hard decisions and eager to build strong partnerships. And like many others in the international community, I respect her judgment and I value her opinion.
With Italy's Silvio Berlusconi voted out of office and Britain's Tony Blair leaving soon, Merkel has become one of the president's best friends in Europe. Mr. Bush credited her for influencing the U.S. decision to join Europe in talks with Tehran if Iran stops its uranium enrichment program. She is also seen as helpful in discussions with Russia.
And it's important for Angela and myself to work with Vladimir Putin, which we will do at the G8, to continue to encourage him to join us in saying to the Iranians loud and clear, we're not kidding, you know, it's a serious issue. The world is united in insisting that you not have a nuclear weapons program.
Yesterday, foreign ministers from the U.S., the U.K., France, Russia, China, the European Union, and Germany agreed to refer Iran to the U.N. Security Council. Exactly what to do over what period of time could be difficult to hammer out, even among friends. As Mr. Bush noted on his visit here, if economic sanctions are imposed against Iran, Germany would be more directly affected than the U.S. American trade with Iran has been limited since the Islamic Revolution there almost 30 years ago. Still, Merkel described the international community as united. If Iran doesn't react to this offer, she said, and hopes the international community will be split, it is wrong. Despite their chancellor's close relationship with President Bush, many Germans are still unhappy with American foreign policy. More than 3,000 demonstrators, according to police, descended on Stralsund today. Despite the president's praise for Merkel's opinions, one of the protest organizers, Monty Schädel, doubted that Merkel could really influence Bush.
I doubt that the president lets anybody who represents another country influence him. I think he gets his opinions from the people around him, his consultants and lobbyists.
Germans overwhelmingly disapprove of President Bush's policies on issues such as Iraq and Guantanamo Bay. But there appears to be some common ground, at least on Iran. A Pew report released last month shows 97% of Germans don't want Iran to get nuclear weapons, and 91% think countries without nuclear weapons should be stopped from acquiring them. Emily Harris, NPR News, Stralsund.